we'll be discussing a very interesting halachic shaila, and that is, which direction should one daven Shmona Esrei if you find yourself in a shul where the Aron is not facing Mizrach? And we'll explain the entire question, exactly what the possibilities are. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simin Tzadi Dalid that it's very important that when we daven Shmona Esrei, that we face Eretz Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bekumel Aspala, when you stand up to daven, imayome bechutz laaretz, if you're standing outside of Israel, yachzer panav keneged Eretz Yisrael, you should face Eretz Yisrael. Bechavin gam liYerushalayim, and you should have in mind to focus to try to face Yerushalayim, ule mikdash ule beis kadosh kachim, and eventually the concentration should go to the kadosh kachim, and that applies for Eretz Yisrael as well." Which in this way in America we face Mizrach, we face East in order to face Yerushalayim, and it gets very complicated. What if you started Shmona Esrei but facing the wrong way? Fine. In addition, we all know that practically we put the Aron Kodesh in Shul housing the Sifrei Torah are also on the eastern side. The reason for that is very simple. Because we're davening towards Mizrach, towards east, we want to put the Sefer Torah there so we could also daven towards the Sefer Torah. It's a nice thing, as opposed to having the Sefer Torah on the north side or on the south side or west, we put it east, that way we could daven to both at the same time. The question is though, what if you have a shul where they couldn't fit the Aron on the eastern side and they built the Aron on the south side, let's say? So now you have two choices. You could either face east, because that's the direction of Yerushalayim, or you could actually face the Aron, which is not the direction of Yerushalayim. And what's the best approach? So, I mean, right off the bat, you'd assume that you'd face east, because the point is to face Yerushalayim. On the other hand, practically, the minig is also to face the Aron, so what do? You have to choose. So the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and his Pirish Bir Halacha, Semin Kuf Nun, Divrei Hamaskel Shehu, was actually questioning this, and he's not sure. And he says the following, "V'tzarech Ian, I'm not sure, b'mekomo shepnei hadochek, if you find yourself in a shul, that because of the size issue, yefshel lehem b'shum panim lahamida b'kaisel ha-mizrach, they could not put the Aron on the eastern side, u'mechorachim lahamido b'tzofen o'bedarom, and they had to put it in the north or the south side, le'ez etzad yispalu akahol, which direction should you daven? Im le'mizrach mepnei shu neged Yerushalayim, should you daven east, because that's the direction of Yerushalayim, aymutash yispalu, or maybe it's better to face the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah." And the Bir Halacha doesn't know. Ends off, "I don't know." Which is interesting. So it's clearly a question, right? The Mishnah Berurah wasn't sure. Now, although the Mishnah Berurah wasn't sure in his Pirish Bir Halacha, in his Pirish Mishnah Berurah, 56 Simanim earlier, he was positive and he was confident about how to paskin. In Mishnah Berurah Simin Tzadi Dalid, Sivkat and Tess, he writes the following. Because we have to face the eastern wall, therefore the custom became to put the Aron with the Sefer Torah on the eastern wall. And that way we could daven, we could also face the Aron. But if the Aron was not placed in Mizrach, so first of all, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a big issue. This is just as a side point. If you're going to put the Aron in a wall, not east, you should not put it west, because you don't want it to be that our backs are to it. And therefore, practically, if you can't get it on the eastern side, you're going to put it on the north or the south. And you shouldn't put the Sefer Torah, no matter what, it should never be on the western wall, because that way people's backs are going to be facing. Fine. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, the most important line, even if the Aron is in a different direction, meaning the Aron is in the north side, not the eastern wall, so the Bir Halacha that I quoted earlier says, I don't know which direction to face. In his Pirish Mishnah Berurah, he says the following, you have to face Mizrach. Mizrach is the only wall that matters. So, what we have over here, just to summarize, the Bir Halacha wasn't sure, and now you have the Mishnah Berurah who says that if you find yourself in a shul where the north where the Aron is not in the eastern wall, Nevertheless, you should face the eastern wall because that's the direction of Yerushalayim. So it's really a contradiction. You have the Bir Halacha saying, I don't know. You have the same person, the Mishnah Berurah, saying, I do know. So how do we follow? So Rav Vosner, in Shevet Alevi, in Truvis Chelik Yod Simin Chav, he was asked about this contradiction, and he says that the real way we should rule is like the Mishnah Berurah, and that is to face the eastern wall. First of all, he explains, very simple, the whole reason why we put the Aron in the eastern wall is because really you have to face Yerushalayim. That's the major halacha. We put the Aron in the eastern wall just because that way we could also face the Aron, but the major importance is to face the eastern wall, to face Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you have the Aron in a different direction, you should still face Yerushalayim. He does continue that if the Chazan, if you'd say you're the Chazan and the whole shul is facing the Aron in the north side, then it makes sense that you should follow as long as well. There's one more halacha, and that is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tzadi Dalet Sifkatan Yud makes a very important distinction. He says, although he again rules in his Mishnah Berurah that you should face east, and if the Aron is not east, you should nevertheless face east. He says, Habala haspalal sham yispalat tzad shat tzibur mispalin, achi tzadid panav lemizruch. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, well, this whole halacha that you should face east and not the Aron, that's only if you're an individual. But if you find yourself in a minyan, and the whole minyan is facing, let's say, south, you should also face south because it's important not to go against the tzibur. So you should face south, but push your head, tilt your head towards east. That's what he says. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, Im ha'aron ha'kodesh atzad safon u'tzad darom, that if the aron is in the north side or the south side, v'chol ha'tzibur mitzpalim lo'osa tzad, and the entire shul, again, they're not doing the right thing. They should be facing east, according to the Mishnah Berurah, but you know what? The whole shul was making a mistake, and they're all facing south. Ve'echad rotzel espal le'mizrach, and that one individual comes, and he knows this Mishnah Berurah, and he says, I don't want to face like the minyan is facing. I want to face the opposite. I want to face east. Says the Aruch HaShulchan lo yasekein. It is not appropriate to do so. Rather, you should go with the minyan. Tim kein, lo yishtach v'kulim l'tzad echad. Because he says, not only is it a problem of just not following what the tzibur is following, it could be even worse than that. Chas v'shalom, if you have an entire minyan of, let's say, 30 people, and 30 people are bowing towards the south, because that's the way they're facing, the Aron is in the south, they're bowing towards the south, and one person comes in and he decides he's going to face east, and he's bowing towards east, chas v'shalom, it looks that they're, like there are two gods, chalila, that it looks like they're all davening to one person in the south, and I'm davening to one person in the east, chas v'shalom, u'michzi k'shtei rishuyos, and it looks like there are two people in charge, el yispalash etzad mespi, rather you should face the tzibur's direction, south or north, but again turn your body slightly, or as the Mishnah Berurah said, turn your head towards east. Ach mispal levado, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're davening alone, im shaloi b'shash ha'tzib mispalin, and not at the time when the minyan is davening, yochel espal keneged kaisel mizrach, da'oz li michzi k'shtei rishuyos, then you're allowed to face east. Because again, then it's not a problem of it appearing as if chas v'shalom there are two gods. So just to summarize, if you find yourself in a situation where the minyan is where you have the Sefer Torah is on the south side and not towards the east. So if you're an individual davening alone, you should face east. But if you find yourself with a minyan that is all facing south, you should face south with them. Just turn your head towards east, or turn your body slightly towards east, not in a way that it makes a large like a large sign to others. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.